Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I start the topic, let us just get through with all the procedures and all the appreciation and thanks. First and foremost, we thank our young Hafiz, Hafiz Usama, wonderful rendition of the noble Quran, our Maulana Asmal, mashallah. We need to learn the Urdu language and then we will appreciate what Maulana recited beautiful. Our Maulana Jedward, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward our imams, our trustees, all of you. The last time I came to this masjid, these musallas were not here. Mashallah, I hope we got some new musallas and some new musallis also, inshallah. So there. And obviously we need to thank our host, my brother Haji Muhammad Ikhlas Sahab. Allah Jalla wa Ala give him long life so he can serve the Ummah. Allah give his father complete shifa. He's not well. Make dua for him. Make dua for his daughter, also an entire family. And we thank all of you. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakallahu khair. Inshallah, this series we will run tonight here and then tomorrow, inshallah, in Avondale and then Jummah there in Masjid An-Nur. Melanson, and then Friday night, inshallah, in Stanger. So tonight, inshallah, we will focus on three different aspects of Siratul Nabawiyyah, of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak life and history. Number one, what used to happen in the old days, historically in Hijaz. Hijaz refers to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Ta'if, Jeddah. That area there is called Hijaz. If you go on the other side, where Riyadh and all those places are, that is called Najd. So as we understand, remember as Muslims, that from Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam's time, it has great importance, as I'll explain. Second is, we'll discuss Al-Usra Al-Nabawiyyah. We discussed the family of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's parents, what do we know about Nabi alayhi salam's grandfather, great-grandfather, inshallah. Thereafter, we will discuss Irhasun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever a Nabi is going to come into this world, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, let certain extraordinary events take place. Before the Milad Mubarak of the Nabi, before the honorable birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and previous Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. So these are the three topics that we will discuss tonight, inshallah. The first one, Hijaz. So as I told you, Hijaz alludes and refers to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Ta'if and Jeddah. So how did this place gain importance? Remember, from time immemorial, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala makes reference. Inna awwala bayti uhdiya lin-nasi lalladhi bi-Bakkah mubarakaw wa hudan lil-alamin. The first place of worship which Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala allowed was in Bakkah. So Makkah to crush. We all are Mr. Somebody. I am a chairman, I am a president, I am a billionaire. When we go to Makkah Mukarramah, we non-entities. Remember, people just push us. We talk too much, they'll trip our toes also. And you know, when we perform tawaf in Sa'i, no one is interested in our stories. So that is Makkah, that all our artificial rank and status all get crushed away. And Bakka, when we just see the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, Ya Allah, I'm such a sinner, I'm such a transgressor, and yet you extended this invitation to me, and the tears start rolling down. So that is Bakka, the tears and the crying. So therefore Allah gave it that magnetic impact. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابًا. Allah made the Baytullah the Masaba. You go to any part of the world, you go to Dubai, you go to London, you go to New York, or New Zealand, Australia, twice, thrice, four times, you get fed up after that. But Makkah Mukarramah is such, we go for Hajj, we go for Umrah, it's so hot there, most of us don't know the Arabic language, yet we come back, Ya Allah, apna mehman bana de. Ya Allah, take me again and again and again. So that is how the importance, the significance, Ummul Qura, the mother of all towns and cities and places. Nevertheless, now we find Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he came and he left his beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and his Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam's mother Sayyida Hajara radiallahu anha, and we biwadin ghayri di zara'in, in a valley where there's no vegetation, no habitation, nothing. When he starts walking away, Sayyidah Hajra asks him, you going, is this your opinion or the command of Allah? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam points to the heavens and skies and says, it's the command of Almighty Allah. Look at the iman of Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha. She states, idhan layyudayyi ana, Allah will never let us go to waste. And that is how, subhanallah, then Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam grew up, Zamzam came into being, and then one of the major tribes to come and settle there were the Banu Jurhum. And the Banu Jurhum came, and that is how the Arabic language flourished from that time already. Now today, Suwal to Kursi ka hai. One day on Q&A they asked me, must be a foreigner. That he said, how come I came to South Africa and I saw so many chairs in your masjid? So I told him, the South Africans love to be chairmen. Everybody ought to be chairman, right? What you have all those elections and all. So in those days already, brother, up to this day, it still continues. They had certain portfolios, and Allah makes reference to some of these portfolios. The people in charge of the Zamzam well and water, that was called Siqaya. So they were in charge, that was their portfolio. Rifada, Hajj is from time immemorial, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time. Just on a lighter side, when we go for Hajj and Umrah, so you know when they look at us, they ask me, Fain ya Haji, from where you come? Before we can answer, he'll give the answer, he'll say, Minal Hind, or Minal Pakistan. He'll say, you're from India or Pakistan. So I tell him, Ana wa anta min al Hind. I and you and all of us, we're from India. Say, la, 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 la. Me, I'm not from India. Ana min al Arab. I'm from the Arab. I say, no, you're from India. So he looks at me. He says, what you mean? I say, see, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam came down in India. India don't mean today's India. India means India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka. All that in hadith terminology is called Hind. In Sahih ibn Khuzaymah is hadith. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam performed Hajj 10 times walking min al Hind from India. So if Nabi Adam alayhi salam was from India, then the children of Adam alayhi salam were connected to India. So anyway, brothers, let's go on with our topic. So, we find that there were portfolios. The first portfolio was Siqaya, the people in charge of the Zamzam. In time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, his chacha, his kaka, his Abbas radiallahu ta'ala was in charge. Rifada, the people who would feed the Hujjaj, you are coming, you are the Yufur Rahman, the guest of Almighty Allah, is our honor to feed you. So that is the father, no hotels and all that those things. And then they had sidana. Sidana, sardine. Not your beautiful sardines that go from here and there. Remember the word sardine. So sardine, the person in charge of the keys of the Baytullah. So these were the great portfolios that people used to love and they used to aspire for. So that is how it carried on for centuries. So you must remember the Banu Jurhum were there, and then their power started waning and getting less and less. Till the time came, they feared that they will lose power totally. So what they did, we know what happened. In South Africa, when the apartheid regime knew that now they're going to be dismantled, so they arranged everything for themselves regarding their pension and what have you. So similarly, the Jurhum people, what they did, they took all their valuables and then they poured it and placed it in the Zamzam well, and then they closed the Zamzam well. So nobody must know where the well of Zamzam also. And then they were scattered in different parts of the Arab Peninsula and so forth and so on. So this is a brief history of how Hijaz Muqaddas, Hijaz Mubarak, what happened in those days. We come to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's usra, the family Nabawiya. You find the first person of very great importance is Hashim. Somebody here, your name is Hashim. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great-grandfather's name was Hashim. Why Hashim? Hashim means the person who would crush the bread and then he would distribute it to the Hujjaj. And this is what Hashim used to do. You see our brother Muhammad Ikhlas, he loves to feed the people, call 100 people, 200 people. In Maimon we say, he badde jo kam nahi ba. You understand? This is not job for everybody. You need a heart to do all this kind of thing. People invite 10 people also, they'll make istikhara 10 times. You understand? So you must remember this kind of things, that what happens is that he loved to feed the people, Hashim. Subhanallah, then he was traveling here and there in Biladu Sham, the Levant. Levant is Syria, Jordan, Palestine, those areas. Then he got married to a lady by the name of Salma. This is Hashim marrying Salma. From there, remember that this child, Abdul Muttalib, was born. And we find that he, Hashim, brothers in Islam, is buried in Gaza. Two things of Gaza, Palestine, you must know. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's great-grandfather Hashim is buried in Gaza. We don't say Gaza. Gaza, the Westerners say. We say Gaza. Second one, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born there in Gaza in the year 150 after Hijrah. And today, obviously, you know the siege and all these type of things. So that is what happened to Hashim. So he passed away there. They've got his place, everything till now also. We come to Abdul Muttalib, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dada. There, the Mubarak dada and grandfather. About him, you need to know two, three things. Subhanallah, the day he was born, only one strand of hay he had. And that one strand of hay was also whitish-grayish. So they called him Shaiba. Because Shaiba means that now you're getting old, like me now, they call me Shaiba, that now answers out and cold. You don't speak Afrikaans now. So you're old and you're cold now, you're tired and retired now. So anyway, then his name became Abdul Muttalib and so forth, famous. So what about him? We find that one day that he is sleeping. And whilst he's sleeping, in the dream he sees that he's digging up the well of Zamzam. And he is shown the exact location. So now he realizes that something definitely is going to happen. Why did Allah Ta'ala choose him? That now he must go and dig up the well of Zamzam. Lo and behold, he goes, and the Quraysh are wondering, that are you crazy? You want to now go look for the well of Zamzam? We ourselves, we don't know where it is. But lo and behold, he starts digging up, and there he finds the well of Zamzam. Now the Quraysh tell him, Ashrikna ya Abdul Muttalib, we also must be part and parcel of this. You can't be the sole custodian of this. He says, no, that because I saw in a dream, and I must be given the sharaf and honor and dignity and honor of this. So the argument continued, see, when Allah wants to choose somebody, Subhanallah, rain started coming and the rain only fell on Abdul Muttalib. Thus you call, now learn my brothers, you call this irhas. Irhas is a new term for you. It means that, you know, you want to start your new shop, your new factory, your new business. So you have your new foundation and you start preparing everything. So irhas means the preparation and laying the foundation for some extraordinary event that is going to take place. And that is Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that time already Allah jalla wala is allowing this extraordinary event to take place. Rain comes, it doesn't touch anybody, it only touches Abdul Muttalib. They all walk out, they say no, 100% you are the sole custodian and you have the right for the Zamzam well. But look at Abdul Muttalib. Shukran lillahi jalla wa ala, to show gratitude to Almighty Allah. Whatever they believed in those days, they were idols and so forth. So he said, O Allah, O idols, whatever, that give me 10 sons, and out of gratitude to you, I will slaughter one son and sacrifice one son. Imagine. In those days, that was... Lo and behold, Allah Almighty Allah blessed him for Abdul Muttalib with 10 sons. And the youngest son is Abdullah, the Mubarak blessed father of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now when Allah gave him his 10 sons, so now he has to fulfill his side of the bargain and say that yes, I will slaughter. So now he had a raffle with all their names. And when it took out the name, Abdullah's name came out. He is the youngest son. He is the most beloved to him, to his father, Abdul Muttalib. And remember that, now he says, but I made this nazar, this vow, I have to slaughter him and sacrifice him. The Quraysh say, no, 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 no. We better think of something else. Just now everybody will start slaughtering their own children. Then it'll be a terrible tradition, this. Now we just divert for a second. Learn, my brothers, you youngsters, it's not an indictment upon us. We hardly know much about Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family, but about the soccer stars, cricket stars, we know everything. The Kala also knows who's scoring centuries and who's scoring the goals and all. She's also getting excited, but the one leg is in the grave. Learn about Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anabnu Zabihain. I, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the son of two people, two personalities who were supposed to be slaughtered and sacrificed. Study all the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam from the Israelites. Their lineage and nasab goes to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam and then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only Nabi, only messenger, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. His lineage goes to Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. We all know Eid al-Adha time. You learn the story about the sacrifice, all that mentioned in the Noble Quran. So he is one of the people and personalities that was supposed to be sacrificed. Who is the second one? Now we continue. The name Abdullah came out in the raffle. The Quraysh intervened and told Abdul Muttalib, no. Let us go to Sajah. Sajah was the lady and she was like a fortune teller and so forth. Let's go ask her what she says. So they said, fine. So Sajah told them, do this, that you put his name, Abdullah's name, and then on the other side you put 10 camels. And then you pull out. And if Abdullah's name comes out, then increase the camels, 10, 20, 30, 40. Till the camels come, the name comes out. Now it was in Makkah around the Baytullah. You know today how our youngsters get excited, the cup final. Right by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, they're waiting. Will Abdullah's life be spared or not? Now, when they cast and pull out, Subhanallah, Abdullah's name come out. They shout from there, the audience, the spectators, Zid, Zid, increase from 10 to 20. Then again, then 20 to 30, 30 to 40, carried on to 90. Still Abdullah's name came out, lo and behold. Then they said 100 camels. And when they said 100 and they pulled out, then it came out, slaughtered the 100 camels. They all now happy. Abdullah's life has been spared. So Ibn Uzzabihain, the son of the two people who were supposed to be sacrificed. So I, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am who? Ibn Uzzabihain. One is my honorable father supposed to be sacrificed, and one is Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam supposed to be sacrificed. So know about him, Abdul Muttalib. So subhanallah, that he is the person, again he plays a major role. Surah 105 of the Noble Quran. I told you a little bit of Hijaz. I told you a little bit about the family of Nabi alayhi salam, we're still carrying on. And now we're speaking about Abdul Muttalib. You all know the surah. Surah 105, Surah Fil. So this is Irhasun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prior to the advent and the Milad Mubarak and honorable birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The incident took place plus minus 50-55 days prior to the Mubarak birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There in Yemen, there was a person, Abraha. He saw the people flocking coming to Makkah Mukarramah. India thousands, India millions over the years. Jealousy, envy got the whole of him. He said that, you know, I need to also erect something, and the people must come here to Yemen, and I will take my elephants. 9 elephants were used. Not small, small, big, big, huge, huge elephants. And Abraha came with his army. You know, when you go to for Hajj, you will see between Mina and Muzdalifah, if you look at the boards carefully, even today, you will see when you come out of Makkah, first is Mina, then is no man's land, and thereafter is Muzdalifah, so in that area there. So Abraha reached right till that portion there, and lo and behold, Almighty Allah took a tiny little creation, the birds, and every bird had 3 small stones, pebbles, bihijaratim min sijil. And one in the beak, 2 in the legs, and they were throwing it down. And subhanallah, there's huge, huge elephants. They were getting destroyed, injured, and so forth. Almighty Allah speaks of it. Alam yaj'al kaidahum fi tadlil. Did Almighty Allah not make their plotting and planning go astray? So all this prior to the Mubarak birth of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abraha came and he said, who is the main trustee and custodian here? Yeah, they said Abdul Muttalib. When he saw Abdul Muttalib, he was so happy. Because Abdul Muttalib so handsome. He said, come sit here, let's discuss bilateral discussions. Politicians talk. You know I'm coming here to demolish and abolish the Baytullah, the Kaaba. Abdul Muttalib said, that is between you and Allah. He is Rabbul Bayt. He is the owner, possessor of the Baytullah. You took my 200 camels. Please give my 200 camels back. He, Abraha, said, I called you thinking you are an astute person, intelligent person. I'm coming here to destroy your Baytullah and you come ask me of your 200 camels. So that's the time he told him, Abdul Muttalib, Ana Rabbul Ibil, I am the owner of the camels, and Allah is Rabbul Bayt. Allah will take care of the Baytullah. Subhanallah. That much iman even they had. The Meccans, the people, the Quraysh, and all of them were terrified. They just took flight to the mountains and far away. Abdul Muttalib stayed to see what is going to happen. And then between Mina and Muzdalifah, Wadi Muhassir, there the incident takes place and the birds come and they destroy him. Remember, Almighty Allah, even up to this day, will always protect the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. That is our iman, is our yakin on that. Nevertheless, so that was two incidents you need to know of Abdul Muttalib. Number one, about the Zamzam, and one about him and the elephants and Abraha and so forth. Let us continue. So now Abdul Muttalib also passes away. Now we are left with Abdullah, that is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father, and I told you about him, And he is known as one of the Ibn Zabihain and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother. This is a hadith, brothers. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam informing the ummah, so me and you can learn. Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am as a result of the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam reconstructed the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah, various duas were recited. The father, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, recited the dua. Nabi Ismail alayhi salam was saying Ameen. Therefore, sometime you brothers, you know, I just arrived in Durban. Already I got 2 or 3 calls. My husband is doing this, my wife is doing this, my mother-in-law is doing this. It's a daily occurrence. So brothers, sit with your wife and make dua. Tell your wife, oh honey, oh darling, let's sit today and we turn to Almighty Allah. I will make dua in any language and you just make Ameen. But don't make such a dua that now, Ya Allah, give me second wife and expect your wife to say Ameen. So you must remember this kind of things. So some of your characters also, you know. So you must remember, brothers. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so he's making, reciting the dua. And Nabi Ismail alayhi salam is saying Ameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Oh Allah, accept this humble effort of ours. Indeed, Ya Allah, you are all hearing and all knowing. Then in front, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula. Ya Allah, you send the last and final messenger from these people here of Makkah Mukarramah, and let his functions and duties and obligations be yatlu alayhim ayatik wa yuzakkihim wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba wal hikmah. He will rehearse and recite the Quran Sharif for them. He will purify them from kufr and shirk and disbelief and blasphemy. He will teach them the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. See the dua Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam made. Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am as a result of the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Wa bushra Isa. The last messenger of the Israelites was Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. And he informed these people that the final messenger for humanity, for posterity, human being and jinn, will be Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah refers to this. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدْ. And the last and final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come. He will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad mentioned 4 times in the Quran Sharif. The most praised by Almighty Allah. Muhammad, the praised one. So we say the most praised by Almighty Allah. Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praising Almighty Allah the most. So you see both ways. So that is the meaning of Ahmad. So Bushra Isa. Now see Irhas. She Sayyida Amina, the honorable mother of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now conceives. And remember what she says. Wara'at ummi, and my mother saw annahu kharaja minha noor. She saw the radiance and effulgence emanating from her. Wara'at ummi annahu kharaja minha noor. Adha'at minhu qusuru sham. That the tall, tall buildings and the palaces and whatever were in the Levant, in Palestine, Jordan, Syria. She is in Makkah Mukarramah, but those buildings are getting illuminated and the radiance is reaching there already. That is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Master alayhi salam's peygham, his risalat, his message to humanity and to the jinn and entire creation is a message of nur, of radiance and effulgence. Open Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, right in the beginning, verse 1, and see what Allah says. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Oh you Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you take out the people from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them towards the nur and the radiance and effulgence of Islam. That time the darknesses were kufr, shirk and all these type of things. Nowadays it is secularism, capitalism, Zionism, communism, socialism, all these satanicisms. So we need to rise up to the challenge and take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the light of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teaching. That is our duty, my brothers. Now, there is this hadith, if you want to check it up, is in Musnad Ahmad. On the other side, all this is happening in Hijaz Muqaddas, in Makkah Mukarramah. You have the other Irhasat. There is an empire, the Persian Empire. What's happening there in that part of the world? Subhanallah. In the Persian Empire, you must remember they had 14 pillars, and they were the crown jewels like, filled with jewels, and it was brilliant, floodlights like shining, glittering. The night Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the next day, the Master alayhi salatu salam, milad, honorable birth is going to take place. That night, suddenly all 14 lights are extinguished and the pillars are collapsing. The collapse of the Persian Empire is imminent with miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Honorable Master alayhi salatu salam's advent is about to take place. So remember that this is one huge incident against the Persian Empire. And the emperor was so worried. They had fire burning for thousands of years. And that fire never ever got extinguished for centuries and thousands of years. The night preceding the Mubarak birth of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, suddenly the flames of that light are extinguished. Because the fake nur, the fake light must be extinguished. The real nur is coming. And who is the real nur? Is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ask your wife when you go back tonight after Isha, what you say about me, honey? What you say? Ask and see. But don't make big eyes and intimidate her. See what she will say. The people went to Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they asked, Allama Alusi rahimahullah has mentioned this in Ruhul Ma'ani. They went to Siddiqa, Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Oh Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, describe Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are after all the honorable spouse and wife of Nabi alayhi salam, and you spend so much time. So describe the Master alayhi salam. See how Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha describes the Master. Lana shamsun walila faqi shamsu. We have a sun, S-U-N. And on the horizon there is a sun as well. Lana shamsun walila faqi shamsu. وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ. But our sun is much superior, greater, illuminating than the sun you see on the horizon. لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلَا فَاقِ شَمْسُ وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ. That sun rises when Fajr time expires. For example, here in Durban, around 5 o'clock, 4:45, or whatever time your sun rises. So that sun rises. And our sun, فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ وَشَمْسُنَا طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاءِ. And our sun, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after Isha time also, if you went, you would see the nur of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in the darkness of the night. So that was the real nur emanating. So all this, so whether it was the pillars of the Persian Empire, whether it was the fire of the Persian Empire, so much so for ulama. And those of you who know Urdu and Arabic, my honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah, has written a commentary on Qasida Burda, and Hazrat has mentioned this one, two incidents I'll mention to you now. Subhanallah, there is a river there, Euphrates River in Iraq. And I went there also. The night preceding the Mubarak birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Irhasun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, The current of the water is going this way, suddenly the current of the water starts going the different direction. The people of Iraq would not believe what they are seeing. This water is going this way all the time, why is it going away? Lo and behold, the next day the news came, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak Mawlud Milad took place, that he's born and birth took place. So now the Persian Empire and all your remnants, relics, will have to change course and direction if you want the izzat and honor and nusrat and help from Almighty Allah. See, brothers. That is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mufassireen, you want to know about Siratul Nabi? Our Mawlana announced the topic is Siratul Nabi. Go read Surah 93. Go read Surah 94. Inshallah, in one of the talks afterwards, I'll mention it, but just to give you a glimpse. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak life and history. Qabla nubuwa, before nubuwa in Surah 93. Wadduha wal layli idha saja, ma waddaka rabbuka wa ma qala. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala states, Alam yajidika yateeman fa'awa. Everything that was so difficult for a personality, it was given to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine a child born yatim. Let's speak of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father left Makkah Mukarrama, came to Medina Munawwara, and remember, this is just few months that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother is now expecting. And he comes, he falls sick, he's 25 years old, Hazrat Abdullah passes away and is buried there in Medina Munawwara. The definition of a yatim and orphan in Islam, man mata abu. The child whose father has passed away, whether the mother is alive or not is irrespective. The mother can be alive and yet you can be yatim. So imagine. Prior to the birth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the father already passed away. So imagine, even Nabi alayhi salatu salam would then think that my father, but Allah is showing a lesson. When I go to Palestine, and I go to the Darul Aitam, to the orphanages, then we have to speak to them in Arabic. So I always tell them, my children, how can you be so maghmoom and so sad and so be grieving? Kana khair al-bashari wa khair al-makhluki yateema. Allah's greatest and most beloved and most precious was a yateem and an orphan. If you are an orphan, it's an inspiration for you. That is what Allah Jalla wa Ala chose for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. Wa wajadaka dalan fahada irhas. Mufassireen commentators have written this incident. You all know Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl, the title was given to him by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Arabs used to call him there Abu al-Hakam. He was like the Chaudhry. He was like the custodian, like a big shot trustee. And when they had to discuss important issues, they had to discuss with him because he was Abu al-Hakam, the father of wisdom. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew he's a very influential person. And made dua by the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. That, Ya Allah, Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. So his name is Amr bin Hisham. His title is Abu al-Hakam. And when he rejected the message and the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَسَّمَّاهُ أَبَا جَهَلٍ Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him Abu Jahl, the father of ignorance. Nevertheless, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mufassirin have written under this ayat, Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa, wa wajadaka dhalan fahada. Children, one day Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like, you know, got lost and was hiding one place. Abu Jahl came, and he is supposed to be the leader. He sees somebody young there, and calls him, come, I'll take you back to Makkah and so forth. So he, Abu Jahl, is in front, and he puts Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behind him. Lo and behold, even the camel stops moving. Abu Jahl cannot be in front, and Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behind. He says, I tried my best. Then I said, no. Let me put Nabi sallallahu, he didn't know that time, what's going to happen. So he said, let me put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front. As soon as he put him in front, here the camera starts moving, alhamdulillah. That's the time Abu Jahl said, Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. Virtue is that even your enemies have to bear testimony to it. Lo and behold, Abu Jahl said, in that time already, inna lahu la sha'an, that he will have a great rank and status, and he should have brought iman, then he should have status. He didn't bring iman, so he got dispatched to the hellfire in the battle of Badr. So see irhas. Prior to Nubuwwah, irhas got two meanings. Before the Milad Mubarak, before the honorable birth of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and qabla Nubuwwah, and before, remember the Nubuwwah and revelation, the extraordinary events that took place, so all that are considered as irhas, preparing the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the challenges he will face after receiving the revelation. So that all you call irhas. Nevertheless, if you study a book for the ulama, it's a great book to learn, and you will learn some great incidents there. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah is Shaykh al-Islam. His celebrated student is Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah has written a book, At-Turuq al-Hikmiyyah. In At-Turuq al-Hikmiyyah, this incident is mentioned there. Allah Ta'ala, not only for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for other anbiya as well, you must remember that let irhas takes place. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Pharaoh is killing thousands of youngsters, and Allah Ta'ala sends inspiration to the mother of Musa alayhi salam. Wa awhayna ila ummi Musa an ardi. Oh, you mother of Musa alayhi salam, you keep on breastfeeding him. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِهِ وَلَا تَحَزَنِهِ. That when you fear the army, the police will come, you put him there in the ocean, in the water, and let him go. And don't fear, and don't grieve. إِنَّا رَادُّهُ إِلَيْكَ. We will send him back to you. Not only send him back to you, we will make him min al-mursaleen. He will become from the great messengers and prophets of all material. So these are irhas. So Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, the celebrated student of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, writes, there was a Nabi, Danyal alayhi salam. Beautiful name for you, Bajis. You have your son, you have your grandson, keep his name Danyal. Dan, near. Yal, Allah, the one who's very close to all, Mighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. So Danyal alayhi salatu salam is growing up. In that town where he is growing up, there is a very pious lady, and the lady is giving, delivering lectures and so forth and so on. And there were two qazis there also. So this qazi, their intention got a little bit tainted and polluted. So they start sending messages to her that, you know, we also want to get like have something to do with you and so forth, illicit relationship. She said, I'm a muallima, I'm sheikha teaching here, and you saying all this. So anyway, both these qazis now, they both hatched up a plot, you know, politics. So they hatched up a plot that she committed a crime, and now she must be punished. So both qazis now went to the ruler and said, this lady is guilty. Now in Islam, if you have two witnesses, and these are not two ordinary witnesses, these are two witnesses, both are qazis and judges. You know, in English they say, you must be sober like a judge. So on the radio I asked, I wonder how many judges of ours are really sober. Anyway, we carry on. So that ruler said, there's something very strange and fishy about the story. So anyway, that one of his wazir and ministers were walking, and he saw Danyal alayhi salam. This is Allah's way of solving their problem. Danyal alayhi salam is very young, and in Turuq al-Hikmiyyah, it is mentioned by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he's sitting there as, you know, children playing, he's sitting there as a judge, and there's a court case going on, and there are witnesses, they're saying that this person is guilty. So then Danyal now, this is prior to his Nubuwwah and receiving revelation, he says, okay, you all are saying that this person committed this crime, this one committed this crime, So he called one witness and whispered few things in his ear. Where did this happen? What time it happened? Who was there? He said, okay, you sit down. And then he called the second witness. He asked him the same questions. And he whispered in his ear. Their answers were totally different. So he said, this type of shahadat and this type of evidence testimony is not accepted, rejected. So the wazir, the minister, went to the ruler and said, our problem solved. You are the king and ruler, call these judges, both of them. But call then one and ask him in one room that about when this incident took place with this lady and so forth. And see what information he gives. So he gave all what was the relevant information. Then he called the other judge, other qazi, and he called him, put him in another room, you give all the information. Their information was not now corresponding with one another. So this is how Daniel alayhi salatu salam saved the life of the lady, and then these qazis, they were punished and so forth. To show you the lesson of irhas, that how Almighty Allah prepares a Nabi, even from that age where they're so young, that because of the challenges they will face in the future. So read, before Nubuwa, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَىٰ وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَىٰ. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not learn. See, remember this point. Many a time people translate this word incorrectly. Nabiyil Ummi. What is the meaning of Ummi for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If I say I'm ummi or you ummi, it means la yaqra'u wa la yaktub. You don't write, you don't read, you illiterate. You can't translate that for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you translate Nabiyil Ummi for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No human being and creation taught the Nabi alayhi wa sallam. Who taught Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Wa allamaka ma lam takun ta'alam. Allah jalla wa ala taught Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَدَدَبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَعْدِيبِي. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala taught me the character, the morals, the manners, and taught me the best of the best. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And the character of Nabi alayhi salatu salam is the most exalted and most sublime. So we need to understand the terminology of the noble Quran properly. Nevertheless, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَىٰ وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَىٰ وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَىٰ. And Allah Ta'ala found you poor. So poor, even the women who came to Makkah, they did not want to take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for breastfeeding. They said, yatim child, what will we get? You know, like today, somebody comes for my daughter and says, they come with a Toyota or a Nissan. I say, don't worry, brother, we'll make istikhara. You understood? But somebody come with a smart Merc or a BMW, you know, BMW, be my wife. So we don't need no istikhara, nothing. Boharu, first class. You understood? So you must remember that's how the life works today. So you must. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when she, Sayyidah Halima Saadiyah radiallahu anha, just took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, her bosom already filled with milk. And when they returning, the other ladies and the women are asking, did you change your means of conveyance? You're overtaking all of us. She said, no, the means of conveyance is the same. The raqib, the person with us, has changed. Now we got Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When she went, if you go to Taif and you go beyond Taif, the Banu Sa'ad were there, Sa'adiyah. So when she says, when I entered that place where we were residing and staying, subhanallah, I had Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with me, everything suddenly started turning green and now beautiful. The flora and fauna and everything. I knew that this is not ordinary mortal. This is the most beloved to all Allah. So all this under the category of irhas. So you must remember. So this is before Nubuwah. Go to after Nubuwah. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Surah 94. He had to beg Allah, Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri. Ya Allah, open my heart, my bosom for me. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without asking, because he is Habibullah, what does Almighty Allah say? Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Did we not open thy bosom for you, Ya Rasulullah? And we gave you the greatest amount of knowledge. We gave you the greatest amount of wisdom. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. And then in front Allah Ta'ala says, wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Read Quran, brothers. What is the meaning of this? And we elevated your name so much, so much. Is hadith a Qudsi. Idha zukirtu zukirta ma'i. When my name, Allah Jalla Wala's name is taken, then your name also is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Just now you will hear azan, azan, korapas, tunipas. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So imagine. So people can try as much as they want to. Politicians and whatever else, media. Allah has answered all of this. I'll give you the reverses now. So Allah has elevated Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much, that none in the entire universe and creation will be elevated so much like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the promise of Allah. Now today, when we speak of Sirah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so on the other side, we find people are making movies, people are making cartoons, people are now trying to ridicule Allah forbid Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The surah, all of you know, see the meaning, and this is source of inspiration, motivation for us. Inna a'tainaka, indeed we, Allah is one and alone, but Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his authority, I do as I please, and none in the entire universe and creation can question me, and I, Allah, can question everybody and anybody. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alu. So indeed we gave you, Ya Rasulullah, al-Kawthar. Kawthar is not confined to the Kawthar, the water, no. Kawthar, go see Tafsir ibn Kathir. Kawthar is a plural of Kathir. Everything that is the best and good, we gave you in abundance. And of that is Hawza Kawthar. So don't make the narrow translation. Take the broad connotation of it. And that is everything that is the best. Allah gave Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam the best in ample quantity. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْحَرْ. So you slaughter, you read your salat, Eidul Adha, وَنْحَرْ, and then you make the sacrifice. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. See what it means. Verily the one who hates you, Ya Rasulullah, Allah will crush him. Allah will decimate him. See in the world today. Everyone who tried, I'll give you one example. Everyone who tried, because you know the person's name. Everyone who tried to destroy Islam, to destroy Muslims, to destroy people who are working for the deen of Allah, Allah decimated them, destroyed them. There was a person, Ariel Sharon. Ariel Sharon said, these Muslims, these Mujahids, you must break their bones. That was a famous statement of his. The butcher of Beirut, he was known as. What Allah did for him? Inna shani'aka wal abtar. Allah put him 8 years straight in Sakarat. In front of your eyes and my eyes. That is inna shani'aka wal abtar. So brothers, when we speak of Siratul Nabawiyyah, remember we have to speak with conviction. We have to know that we are speaking the truth. And anybody opposes the message or the messenger, sooner or later Almighty Allah will decimate and destroy him. In front of your eyes you will see. You must remember. So one ayat. Second ayat, all these characters today, they make unsavory remarks and comments of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they want to attack the noble personality of Nabi alayhi salam. See what Allah says. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in. Indeed we suffice for you, Ya Rasulullah. This is guarantee for the master alayhi salam. Al-mustahzi'in. If you know Arabic, istihza. Istihza means to make a joke of somebody, to mock and scoff at somebody, to belittle and ridicule somebody. Inna kafaynakal mustazeen. We suffice for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, against all those people who are trying to belittle you. Nubahul kilab la yaduru sahab. If you got dogs here outside, they're barking. How are they going to harm the clouds? So let them bark their enemies. The more they bark, the more Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rank and status goes higher. So remember, they don't harm Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the least. See akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One incident. Me and you, we got a lot to learn regarding these issues. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. In Madinah Munawwara, Allah also makes reference to this incident. In Madinah Munawwara, they were Jews during the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They used to speak Arabic. I'll give you two incidents just to show you. When the Jews speak, they speak with a forked tongue. Layyam bi al-sinatihim. When they say peace, it don't mean P-E-A-C-E. It means P-I-E-C-E, to steal more pieces of land and occupy. That's how they mean, you see. So in time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, they used to come by the master alayhi salatu salam, and they used to say, they used to sneeze. They know, and they say Alhamdulillah loudly. They know when a Muslim says, Mustafa Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Yarhamukallah. Allah have mercy for you. So the Jutla Yahudi will come and he'll sneeze. Alhamdulillah. Now he looks at Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salam say, Yahadikumullah. That Allah ta'ala must guide you to the truth. He don't say, Yarhamukallah. Now the Jew comes. Is Quran also in the hadith I gave you? Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. So they come, they speak with a forked tongue, they say, Assalamu alaikum. You see how fast I said it? They omit the lam. And Assalamu alaikum means, Allah forbid, death to you. They omit the lam, and it becomes death to you. So our mother Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, the house is next to the masjid. She heard the Jew saying this, she was furious. And she said, upon you, la'nat and Allah's curse be upon you, and so forth and so on. Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha, mahalan, mahalan ya Aisha, take it easy, take it easy. She said, alam tasma' ma qal, you didn't hear what the Yahudi said, ya Rasulullah. See, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I heard, O Aisha, and I already replied to him. And what was the reply? You saying death to me, I said wa alaik, and same to you. Be honest, my brothers. People come and they swear us and they abuse us and all that and say, you must drop dead in that. What we will do normally? We will go into overdrive. Not only you, your father and your father-in-law also. Understood? You and your grandfather also. So that is what we do. So you must remember this kind of thing. So remember the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. I am speaking for 1 hour now. We make short dua inshallah. Then it's azan time. So again we thank all of you brothers. Inshallah tomorrow night I'll speak what happened regarding the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak took place, the honorable birth, the time and the place, all these type of things inshallah. And if you want for the ulama, if you want these details that I mentioned, there are 3 books you should refer to. And one is our Ustaz's book, I told you. It's an excellent book. I was last night by Hazrat Mufti Sahib. I said, Hazrat, mujhe ta'ajjub hai. Yeah, I am really surprised. Hazrat's one eye is like, he can't see at all. Ke abhi aapki aankh mein itne kamzori hai, aur abhi tak aap tasneef mein, aur aap likh rahe hai. We got both eyes, we can't write. You got one eye and you're still writing. See Allah, how things work from people. So I said, Hazrat, so he's busy still writing, mashallah. So this book all of you must get. Qasida Burda's commentary, Ad-Durra Al-Farda. So the unique pearl. And that is a commentary of Qasida Burda. And second book you must get is Ar-Rahikul Makhtum. The Arabic and in English also, the seal nectar. There's very good information there and so forth. The old books, mashallah, there are many, Ibn Hisham, Ibn Ishaq and all of them. Most of them are translated in English. So my last message to all of you, my brothers, what all this is going to help us? See, I end on this. People were saying, in South Africa, there must be a change, regime change, this change. So the person sent me a message, South Africans were making dua, the leadership must change. But the dua got accepted in Zimbabwe. So the dua got stopped there in Zimbabwe. And so today I'm coming in the plane, so I love to read, you know. So I take all these newspapers. By the time we come, I read all finished, you understood? So they got one cartoon there or some article there. So Bob says, he says, see, they must see me already after 1 week. And now they're going to give a public holiday, and his name, Robert Mugabe, public holiday in this time. So the other guy say, but which day will it be? So he say, my suggestion, it must be the 1st of April. So this time. So this is what they do the whole day. My brothers, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Seerah Mubarakah is not for one day, is not for one night, is every day, every night of our life. And what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us is the best for all times and all places. I leave you with this verse. You think about it. You contemplate and reflect over it. Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 31. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. What will happen when we follow the Master alayhi salam in all walks of life? Yuhibbukumullah. You become the beloved of Allah. You become the beloved of Allah. Never mind this politician and this. You become the beloved of Allah. And we are human beings. We have weaknesses. We have shortcomings. We commit sin daily. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive you. Allah will forgive your sins. Let's make dua. We got 2 minutes left for azan, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك وحب عمل يقربنا إليك اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا الله our brother Haji Yusuf Ismail Latif, Ya Allah, is ill and sick. Give him Shifa-i Kamil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers who are sick, Ya Allah, give them all Shifa-i Kamil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our marhumin who left this world, Ya Allah, give them Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, increase the love for all for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, increase our love for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, make our khatima on iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, lama zukna shafaat al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, let Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam intercede for us on the day of justice, Ya Allah. Allah majal khaira ayamina yawman alqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, Ya Allah, the day we come to meet you, Ya Allah. Tawaffana muslimin walhikna bishuhada'i wa salihin. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله those brothers sisters who made intention for Umrah for Ziyarat Medina take us there to the Haramain Sharifain Ya Allah Ya Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain Ya Allah Ya Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa and all our Masajid Ya Allah سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين